Time to talk sport again with Warwick. Warwick, in cricket, the New Zealanders invoked the spirit of Richard Hadlee ahead of the first test. Ahead of the second test that starts in Perth, they'll need to draw on Sir Edmund Hillary. It's a long way to the top.
It's a long way to the top. And the Wacker wicket, it's always a mountain to climb for touring sides. The more so when you're one down in the series and can't find a couple of bowlers to take wickets. You wonder how New Zealand agreed to this, the Gabatoir first and then the Wacker wicket. But they did, and they lost the first test by more than 200 runs yesterday. And it's worth noting that Australia declared twice at just 4 wickets down. The New Zealand bowlers, they just don't look like they'll take wickets. And they, to my mind, they don't have that very special thing that you need at the crease as a bowler, and that's presence. So even though the youngest of bowlers are taught to fill up the bowling crease, intimidate the batsman by just being there and breathing. But that's something that, you know, that I know they're trying to be nice, these New Zealanders, but they're perhaps too nice. Tim Southee, Trent Bolt, Mark Craig, they just didn't look up to it in Brisbane. Now, having said that, Mitchell Starc did make his presence felt a little too much, fined half his match fee. Well, for a bit of a fit of pique, you might say, throwing the ball at Craig. But it's an interesting twist, and as sport always is. 12 months ago, Mitchell Starc was accused by Shane Warne of being too soft, and now he's being punished for being too hard. But look, I would think that it's really going to be tough now for New Zealand to get back into this series, Fran. I think Australia's already got the momentum. The new era has been started the way the captain wants it, and it's well, you know, I can see. Well, who knows what'll happen with the people.
That's a big call. Only won one test and one match so far. We'll see how they go. In the AFL, for Essendon, it was really a case of what do you want first, the good news or the bad news?
Yeah, Fran, look, Wisha Worsfold is putting the band back together again in the sense that his two premiership teammate from the West Coast, Guy McKenna, is coming onto the coaching staff at Essendon. This on the same day, the Victorian WorkSafe Authority announced it had charged the Bombers with two OH&S breaches relating to the infamous supplement saga. The VWA also revealed it won't be pursuing the AFL for similar breaches. Now, there is a tripartite employment agreement, but the AFL so far has escaped any sanctions there. But I did speak to the complainant, a private citizen who made the complaint. He wishes to remain anonymous, but he says he's already exercised his right to appeal against the VWA finding via the Victorian Director of Public Prosecutions. The AFL said yesterday that was the end of the matter. I don't think there's ever going to be an end to this matter, Fran.
Doesn't seem like it, does it? And just briefly and finally, in soccer, the Australian men's team getting ready for a World Cup qualifying match against Kyrgyzstan in Canberra, and a 15-year-old picked to play with the Matildas.
This is a great story, Fran. Her name's Ellie Carpenter. She comes from the lovely little town of Cowra in the central west of New South Wales. She's only 15 now, as you said, but she left home basically at the age of 11 to follow her dream to play for the Matildas. She only joined the Women's League with the Wanderers this year, but as it's been noted by the Cognoscenti, she's been coming for a while, given all sorts of opportunities at youth levels, including overseas trips. And the selectors have now seen enough to include her in a squad of 23 to do a training camp in Canberra, and one of those things she'll get to do is watch the Socceroos play Kyrgyzstan this Thursday, Fran. And Tim Cale has already pointed out that after the loss to Jordan, the pressure's really on for the Australian side to win. And as always, Timmy Cale is up for it, Fran.
Timmy Cale. Warwick, talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks.
Good on you, Fran.
It's 23 to 8 on Breakfast.